This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Success to Significance. I'm your host, Jen Duplessis. And today I'm so excited because I had the opportunity to meet Nick at an event that we were both at, and he was just so gracious, you know, in sharing so much about my health and how I can take care of myself that I thought this is the perfect time to have him on the show. And especially as we're coming out of, while we're recording this show, you know, we're really coming out of COVID. And there's a lot of things that I want to talk about this going on. So let me take this opportunity to introduce you to him. Nick Delgado is the author of 21 Unique Ways to Health and Happiness, Acne to Be Gone for Good, Simply Healthy Plant-Based Cookbook, which I love, Blood Doesn't Lie, Mastering Love, Sex, and Intimacy, How to Look Great and Feel Sexy, Grow Young and Slim. Wow, whole bunch of stuff. He's an American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners. He has a PhD. And there's just so much more about it. He has helped teenagers and adults clear their skin, get to ideal weights, free of degenerative diseases. And he's the greatest anti-aging and emotional well-being coach to Tony Robbins, Mark Victor Hansen, tons of people that we already know, lots and lots of them. And he coaches and mentors doctors to elite Olympians, pro golfers, NFL for over the last decade. So welcome, Nick. I'm so excited to have you here and really talk about a lot of things that are going on right now with people and health, right? People and health, anti-aging, feeling better all the way. I mean, you are at the right place at the right time right now. That's for sure.
Precisely. And really, I think the biggest concern right now, particularly in this country, although I do travel around the world and obviously there's been restrictions about travel, but I have found that it wasn't so much the condition going on in the world and the shutdown. It was really the effect on the individuals. Number one effect was emotional.
Yeah.
Horrific problems with emotions and just negative feelings. And I noticed people, like even going in the elevator, that, I mean, I had people flip me off in the elevator because how dare I walk in without a mm. And yeah. So all that being said, you know, you have a lot of fiery intensity because people feel out of control. And when they're out of control, they may do things outside of the boundary of normal human kindness. And also, I think worse, they let go of themselves. It's an excuse to not exercise, to not eat healthy, to not. That's when you should lean into getting quality sleep, exercise, and taking your supplements and, you know, doing the correct things and balancing your hormones and making sure if you have aches and pains, doing stem cells instead of surgeries, because they were putting off surgeries. People weren't even allowed to get surgeries, right?
Yeah.
And in a way that was interesting because there was a period in time when doctors had gone on strike. And during that time when there was no surgeries, guess what? The death rate dropped dramatically. Oh, well, what was that about? So maybe we should start looking at a new paradigm.
Yeah.
And that paradigm should be something that is more proactive on your and my part. And who's most responsible for A, what goes into your mouth, B, how you move your body and how often, and C, your thoughts. When you take mastery of those three areas, guess what? The world is open to you while everyone else is shutting down. You grow and you get better and you find more unique ways to write books, to do Zoom appearances, to be an influencer. I formulated literally 20 products that I released just in the last 3 months, and many of which I've been working on for years, but it was that kind of pressure of, I've got to do this for the world. And that's why I wrote the book Blood Doesn't Lie, because I was concerned and I wrote the 21 unique steps that's coming out in my newest book, exactly how to build up the immune system, how to keep that body weight at its ideal level. Because right, comorbidity, people were overweight. They were the ones at greatest risk to die. The people at risk with heart disease, high blood pressure, and the medications don't protect you. It's just a sign that you're covering up the symptom. You're not getting to the cause. So if you're truly interested in taking your body and your mind to the next level, which affects your relationships, your career, and your health is number one. If you ignore your health, then all bets are off. How good is your relationship if you look overweight, sick and tired, or let's say
you feel
your
bad.
Career,
yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it actually is. And I love this. You know, I was on a summit not too long ago, and there was a guy who works with men, right? Men and health, which I was so happy about, because so often we hear, I only work with women. I work with women. And, you know, I loved hearing that he works with men. And he said, you know, the problem is we don't have a health crisis in the United States. What we have is a disease crisis in the United States. People are getting diseases rather, and they just kind of wait for the disease to come to them. You know, I was like, oh, now I have this. So I'll just combat it with drugs and I'll combat it with whatever the doctor says I need to do rather than preventing the diseases, you know, and I thought that was really interesting because it's just, and I'm only speaking about the United States, and I know that we have international listeners, but it's amazing how the United States just waits for the disease to come to them. And my dad had said, you know, he said, honey, I'd rather wear out than rust out. Wow. And a lot of us kind of are saying that we'd rather rust out than wear out when we aren't taking care of our bodies right now and waiting for that disease to come. So having said that, I have several questions, but what do you think is contributing the most to what we're seeing as a decline in, and I don't know statistics, I'm sure you do know in a lot of things, but in the decline in, I'm going to call it emotional intelligence because I know you'll understand what I'm saying. Everyone seems like they're depressed. Everyone seems like they are, and I hate using the word depressed, but they're just emotionally down. What do you think is the biggest contributor to it? You said something about control, but I'm curious what the biggest contributor is. That is it isolation? Is it a sitting like this all day? Weren't they sitting in like that in their office and then sitting in their car to drive home and then sitting and watch TV? I mean, how has that changed? So what do you think is the biggest contributor right now to this emotional state that we're all in? Whether we even know it. Some people say they aren't.
Yeah. In my new book, The 21 Unique Ways to Health and Happiness, it really is what you focus on the most, because we have 60,000 thoughts a day, of which the average person, half are negative.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine this morning I got a call that my office was broken into, a brick was thrown through the wall. They took some of my most expensive equipment and cameras, and I thought about it and I had a moment where, oh, wow, that's really bad. And then I said, okay, what do I got to do? Get the police report, make the call, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is that I literally did my 12-minute workout, which is a revolutionary way to get by that excuse. I don't have enough time to exercise. I have two billionaires that I'm now coaching. Literally, they both, listen to me, weigh 400 pounds and they both need to lose about 150 pounds.
Right.
They're good friends. And the biggest challenge, they don't even have time to call friends that they've had for 20 years to even return a call because they're busy nonstop trading, making their moves, whatever it is, right? Yeah. Because that drive to be a billionaire got them successful, but they left out the critical ingredient. And what are they doing about their health? So I kind of tailored around this particular billionaire. He owns race cars. It was like really cool. I got to go to crazy places and then meet incredible people. What I decided, instead of working with him first, because he's too busy,
right,
I started working with his peripheral best friends, the guys that spend the most time with him. And what he's going to notice, oh my gosh, how did you lose that weight?
How did you get
time to exercise? Why are you always happy? What is this Delgado guy? What the heck? He knows me. He's introduced me to a large group in Las Vegas. And the truth is that you get results for someone when you take action and show them how to fit these critical ingredients of your thoughts, the questions you choose, what you listen to. And I listen to your podcast and other great podcasters. And every morning I'm preparing my mind and my body for something great to happen. And when it does, it does. When it doesn't, I'm ready to lean into that problem, make a new direction, and bring in the people I need to handle that problem. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it totally does. And I do want to talk about, you know, mouth movement and thoughts here in just a moment, because you keep coming back to that, you know, the thoughts. And I know that that's really, you know, again, I think that a lot of people don't have the ability to move through a negative situation quickly, right? It's negative. I'm going to ponder it, think about it, bring me down, talk to everybody about it, analyze it again, lose sleep over it. Woe is me about it, right? Instead of saying, okay, it happened. Yep, it happened. Boom. How do we get through that, you know, super quick? So I know you're going to have some thoughts about that. I want to ask you the second question, and then we'll go into those three things, and then we can go in any direction you want. But what is the number one discussion that's happening now with you? Is it stem cells? Is it move? And I don't want to go back to those three things specifically, but you know, is it movement? Like what's the number one thing that's out there in your community, not of your clients, but of your colleagues? What is the number one thing that is rising up that says, this is what the world needs holistically, or, you know, again, stem cells or supplements or better eating habits? What is the number one thing that's out there, or brain stuff? What are you seeing?
The key to achieving happiness and incredible health, which then improves your career, your relationships, mm-hmm. your everything that you are involved with, really gets down to how organized you are in your daily habits. There's consistent daily habits that you must do. And you know what happened with the big lockdown was simply people were given an excuse to deviate from the proper habits. Said, look, oh, the gym's closed down. I can't work out. Right. Or they said, I can't go swimming. They even shut down the beach. I heard every excuse under the sun while they were getting politely fatter and more out of shape really challenged in all areas of their life. I was getting in better shape and really bringing in more clients who needed my help, because I wasn't stuck in that mindset of, I don't know what to do. I'll just give up and do nothing, or I'll drink alcohol, or I'll take drugs. I mean, the level of addictive behaviors went up dramatically. And you know, partly there's an underlying hormonal imbalance. And answer to your question, it's called cortisol. And everyone made cortisol the bad guy. It's like if a thief breaks into your office, is it the policeman that shows up after I call that he's the bad guy? No, it was the thief. He had a premeditated situation. Someone set him, you know, onto it, whatever it is. But the point is, you have to look at your own behaviors and then follow a mentor who's already accomplished the incredible results. You and I know Sharon Lecter. I'm planning to interview her shortly. And she said, look, you're not a coach, Dr. Nick. You're a mentor. You're where people want to get.
Yeah.
Here you are approaching age 68 in the peak of health. You're able to make love every morning or night. And you know what? They're sexless marriages. Why? They're unhappy. They go, oh, I don't have the energy. I'm too tired. I drank too much. You know, I ate too much. Or my significant other doesn't have libido or drive. Well, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Because you haven't made that a priority. And when I ask every single guest on my shows, every single one, two up, every person to a T, they say this. When I ask them, what's the most important thing in your life? And when I mention love, without hesitation, they say, yes, love. And then I say, well, how do you nurture that love? Are you spending time with your significant other? Are you spending time with your kids, your relatives, your friends? Or you just gave up because everyone's locked down? So the real question is, what actions are you taking? And I use what's called neuroreprogramming, which is the most advanced form, if you've heard of NLP, timeline therapy, hypnosis. It is all of it combined. And on a daily basis, I practice this and I share with my VIP mentorship group. I have a group too on Wednesdays at 5:15 p.m. Pacific. And these people come on and I teach them exact step-by-step what to do. They get the replays, and over a 90-day period, I guarantee they will get to the next level of their health, their relationships, and their career. Why? Because once you practice these seven pillars of health, it is unstoppable that you will get these results. And no excuses. We don't accept excuses, because those are just reasons for you not to take action and do the right things. And like my good friend Brian Tracy in his book mentioned, eat the ugly frog first if there's two frogs sitting in front of you, because the toughest thing to do, if you spend time to finish that project and get it done and bring in the resources, you'll feel so much better about yourself accomplishing that goal than if you work on those little tasks of washing the dishes, things you could hire a minimum wage worker. And I'm being polite because they do their work, but your hourly rate, you just have to figure out what it is. I know what mine is. It's $10,000 an hour. Yeah. If I'm not making $10,000 an hour, I'm questioning, what am I working on? And if I can't generate that for the company as a publicist and a PR guy, the reality is I don't make all that money, but the company needs money to thrive and grow and profit. And the world has gotten confused by printing money when we don't have it.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, you don't want to go there because, I'm in the financial space. No, not the political. I'm just saying I'm in the financial space. So I certainly get that. Rates have gone up, right? All of those pieces. I dabble in that side.
Everyone's making excuses though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All the stuff that's going on there. Yeah. So I'm hearing you, what you're telling me is just kind of all, it's still overall health. The bottom line is it's still overall health and
And physical health, Gina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Emotional and physical. And you only nurture physical and emotional health by protecting that and bringing the five most important people into your sphere and mentors to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and to get help and stuff. Okay. So one of the things that I found, in the last year or so, I would say it's not during, there was a whole, I'm sure there's going to be so many books written about the whole, everything that transpired during COVID, but everybody's in shock and awe. It's almost like we all went through a grieving process, right? We didn't believe, then we were angry and then we accepted, all these pieces that we went through, but it feels like in the last year, there's this just standardized lower mediocrity that's out there across all areas. Like, I don't really have to go to that meeting because I could just do it from home. I don't really have to show up to something I said I would online because they can't find me. I don't really have to work out. I don't really have to spend time with my friends. I feel like overall mediocrity has dropped. I mean, mediocrity is mediocrity, but now it's dropped. How do we trigger people to get out of that?
I think it's a question of standards. Tony Robbins said it best. He said, look at the best person in your industry and see what you can do to up your playing level. When I started matching myself to the greatest motivational speakers of all time, instead of just looking at where I was at, I had to raise that kind of standard.
So filling the gap in a different way. It's not, it's like making the gap smaller by you taking the action, not trying to do the gap together equally on both sides.
Right. I think part of the problem is that people will fall into complacency in what they already know. And the truth is 98% of all of our decisions are already pre-programmed from the age of 7. Yeah. So people run these scripts because they're easier to do for the brain. Well, when the brain has to think outside of that boundary and come up with new solutions, and you only do so by asking very what's called intriguing, important questions that bypass critical thinking. Because if you just say affirmations like, hey, I'm in great shape, and you look in the mirror and you're fat as heck, or you say, look, I have tremendous energy, you just reach for coffee 6 times that day to keep yourself through the day, and you hardly sleep at night, and you're wondering, did the coffee have anything to do with sleep? Of course not, it didn't. So the truth is that you need to make those decisions, and every moment, I set a timer. And during the day, my timer goes off about every 15 minutes. As the night comes about, I relax at 8 o'clock and I'm with my significant other, having fun, enjoying time, being with my kids. So then I set the timer to like 2 hours because I want to be present. Yes. But those 15 minutes, they always say that the most successful billionaires and millionaires, they have almost a 5-minute clock where someone is being brought into their sphere for the next interview, the next meeting, etc., because they're accomplishing in real time 10 times more than the average person and just able to make decisions quicker because they have the resources and the thought to make it happen. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, it totally does. We were just talking about this, Steve Jobs was alive now, right? And so we could use it, Elon Musk, we could use anybody, right?
Yes.
But the question is, if he's walking down the street or is walking in a parking lot and he sees $100 bill on the ground, would he pick it up?
Right.
And the answer is no, because the time it takes him to pick up is not worth that $100.
Right. It's so true. Right? It's so true.
Whereas the rest of us, we're all like, $100.
I put $100 in my gas tank now. And it's
I know. Right? Well, especially
the time to stand there.
Yeah, but you know, and I think that's important for us to realize is that, you know, and I started thinking about that and going, okay, wait a minute, is it worth my time to pick up a $100 bill, right? Am I now worth that? And we have to really understand that. You know, mediocrity is the thing that I think, you know, is happening right now. Thank you for using that word because I kept just having a hard time with it. But I want to talk very quickly in the time that we have left, a little bit about the seven pillars. Maybe you could just tell us the seven pillars and let's just talk about one of them in the time that we have left. Does that sound good? And you can pick whichever one you want.
Okay. I do what's called of the seven pillars, what's called advanced therapeutics, meaning that if we understand and appreciate there has to be a foundation without getting into the detail about a whole food plant-based diet, exercise, detoxification, sleep, and all these other important things, supplementation things, I do this advanced therapeutics because I want to help people to balance their hormones, to use testosterone pellet, to really use stem cells, cord blood stem cells. And we're supposed to talk about regenerative medicine because there's also a group that's kind of concerned and they're trying to hold back this wave of wellness because big pharma and big food industry does not want us in their territory solving the problems they can't solve.
Right.
So there's a
bad
guy out there truly, and they can censor, they can do anything they want. But the truth is people like ourselves find unique solutions. So for myself, I'm going to break the world record, which as you know, I broke two world records in weightlifting.
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine a guy in his late 60s could break world records against guys half his age, but I'm now going to break the world record. Listen to this, to live beyond 100 in healthy lifestyle, because every day, every hour, I practice what I preach and I mentor my group. So my people are going to live long enough to see me break the world record because I'm their guide. I'm not the hero. They're the hero in their own story. They don't want to hear what Dr. Nick, how great he is and how good he looks and all that. No, they want to know how I'm going to help them and I'm going to help them, but I have to set the bar high enough to say, look, don't give me an excuse. You're 45 and overweight and you're tired and you're fatigued and your joints hurt and everything. I know you do. And that's a problem. And your thoughts are all over the place. They're wrong.
Yeah.
Advanced therapeutics gives you a shot of stem cells. We do a hormone, bioidentical hormone pellet. We balance it out with some herbs. We do what's called advanced hyperbaric oxygen. Then I go further to altitude conditioning. And then I use, while during my talk shows, I hook up electrodes to my legs and I'm getting muscular contractions. The longer I'm on shows, the better workout I get.
Yeah.
So I have no excuses. There is no bullshit in my life. It is do it now or just forget it. And if you do it now, you'll get it done. And those of us who know action, don't procrastinate, but do it with the biggest frog, the ugliest frog. Get it done and you too will be successful. But I know it's going to be hard at first because we're trained to do the easy route. We're trained to take that drugs from big pharma. We're trained to do the surgery that promises the big solution, which it is not a big solution. I worked in physical therapy, Rancho Los Amigos USC Hospital. And in those conditions, I watched the worst recovery after every surgery. No surgery is easy. If you're bowing down to a doctor telling you need surgery, I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm saying, what would that doctor do if it was facing him? And there was a study done, chemotherapy and radiation. They asked out of Canada on a blind questionnaire, if you had a patient with cancer, would you do chemotherapy? And they said, oh, absolutely. 100% of them said. And then they said a more important question.
What if you had
cancer or your mother or your wife or your colleague or your child? Oh, no. 67% said no.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If it's not good enough, big pharma, and they know the side effects, then maybe you should be looking at it. I'm not claiming we have a cure for cancer, but I'm saying the body forms cancer every hour through the day, and your body in a strong immune system, which is why I wrote Blood Doesn't Lie.
Right.
I give you the 35 steps that I do on a daily basis that's honed into seven pillars of health. And that advanced therapeutics is the key, because the only way I'm going to live beyond 115 in great health, like Bernardo Lapello, who wrote the book Beyond 100 and Living Beyond 100, is I not only have to do the foundational things, which I love to do. I love to eat healthy and I love to exercise. I love to make love. I love to do all these great things and have positive thoughts. But the advanced therapeutics is what's going to give me that leapfrog beyond them. They can't get beyond me because they didn't have the technology we have now.
Right.
So I bring this to my VIP clients. I teach them exactly at an affordable. I just pass through the price of whatever it is. So I'm not charging $30,000-$40,000 for stem cells. It's like $4,000 for injections of vials in the US. You don't got to go out of country. I am the best go-to, and that's what Brian Tracy told people in a recent testimony 2 days ago. He said, I am the number one go-to guy in the world if you want a solution to your health to be better in your career and your relationships.
Yeah, I love it. And I know that you also talk about, and I mean, there's so many things that we can do because obviously we're not getting to the seven pillars, but I know you have, I have the link and I'll put that in the show notes and stuff so everyone can get access to it. But I also know that you have, and you'll have to bear with me because now I can't remember the name because I was on your show, but you were talking about the way you eat vegetables during the day. What is it? I want to call it intermittent vegetable eating or something.
Sequencing. So in
sequencing,
Yeah, yeah. In my books, I teach you a method to go from over 400 pounds. And I'm actually laying out the method. So when you come into my VIP program, I lay out a personalized website that tells you each of the seven pillars, exactly what to do, how to eat, what foods to eat based on what you like to eat, but within the realm of what's good for you, of course, and how to move the body in just 12 minutes a day. That's 1 hour a week of exercise that will go beyond any 2 hour training system done daily. I mean, that's 12 hours versus 1 hour. So imagine you're getting your cardio and your strength in 12 minutes, which is a total of an hour a week.
You remind me of 12 minute abs.
Girl, if I lift this up, you're going to say, oh, you're in good shape, this man.
I love it. It just made me think of it. That's all.
I love it too.
That's all I was asking. Yeah. Well, okay. So in the
John Abdu, by the way, I coach and he's got the Abdu and he shows off his abs all the time. John Abdu, the Abduer, John Abdu.
I know him.
I coach him too.
Yeah. I love that. So in the few minutes that we have left together, just a couple minutes here, what do you want to leave people with so that they, you know, say, hey, you know what? I have got to talk to you. Cause I mean, you're just full of energy. You're full of ball of energy. I always think I am until everyone else says, you know, something and I'm going, oh my gosh. So tell me a little bit about, or tell us what you would like us to know so that we can take action.
Okay. Number one, and not in any particular order, take control of your thoughts by listening to a free neural reprogramming tape I'll send you. And you just download it to your phone and listen for about, it goes for an hour and a half. You only need to listen to about 12 minutes of it though, you know, during sequencing of what you're doing, preparing your foods as you're going about your day, getting ready for the day. And at night, there's a 9 hour session that gets past critical thinking and it has special subliminal music that gets you into a deep delta phase, which is the second key. Sleep at least four to 6 hours of deep quality sleep and turn the clock earlier, get to bed earlier because that's the most rejuvenative period. And then if you wake up refreshed without an alarm, you're on track. Number three, detoxify. Use a special infrared sauna, use high fiber, at least 100 grams of fiber a day, exercise. Those three things detoxify rapidly. And there's certain supplements that we include that pull out all the heavy metals. Maybe you heard that Tony Robbins had the highest mercury level ever recorded from eating big game fish. We put a cream that we discovered onto his body and it gets through the blood-brain barrier, the glutathione, and it attaches the heavy metals, pulls it out. If you need EDTA, we can do IV. There's things there too. And the next thing is you want to really move the body 12 minutes in what's called forced negative reps. Every time the weight is moving away from the body, you get your partner to pull the weight. And then on the way up, they help you a little bit. So you go to full muscular failure in every single muscle group, all eight of the muscle groups in 12 minutes. So you do all your cardio, your strength, you're breathing heavy. And then you go on to make love early, make a date early in the morning, afternoon or evening with your significant other, or at least get some touch, body massage, please, because the body is nurtured by feeling and kinesthetic and movement. Get outdoors in the sun. The sun nourishes the cortisol, reduces stress, and ask those empowering questions. That's the key to longevity.
I will give you the
exact script on a PDF if they request it, and we'll send you the steps that they may not have had time to hear me talk so fast.
Right. All right. So I have the link for that. We'll make sure that we have the link for the recording and you know, whatever else you want to give us, we'll make sure we have the link in the notes so that everyone can, you know, start learning a little bit about this, because this is just a fire hose of information that is so beyond the normal person. You know, I mean, all I think about when I think of you is, yep, you're plant-based and so am I.
And that's like, one of the seven
that's
pillars.
That's one of them. Way, I know. It's just one of
Nick
them.
NickDelgado.com. Exactly. NickDelgado.com has all the proper starting points, if you will. And we have a free initial evaluation in the PDF, but we'll include that in your show notes. It's so great to be on your show. Yeah, and it was fun interviewing you. We're going to send the link of the show you and I did together.
Yeah,
and
that's we'll put that in those show notes too. Yeah, we'll have some fun with it. That'll be great. Well, Nick, thank you again for taking time with me today. I know it's been a really tumultuous day for you, but thank you so much.
Just another day in Dr. Nick's life. That's it.
Yeah. Thanks for making it happen. I appreciate it very much. And I just want to say thank all of you for listening in, and be sure to follow us. Follow us on all of your apparatuses that you have. Make sure you follow us. And don't forget to go to YouTube, to Jen DePlessis on YouTube, and check out our channel. And you can see how crazy he is as he's talking here and moving his hands all about. You must be Italian, which I know you are. And that, I think if I have you sit on your hands, you might not be able to deliver.
Actually, Spanish, French, German, American, Indian, they didn't sit in Italian.
You got all kinds of stuff going on. And we really thank you for listening in. And if you get a quick minute, give us a great 5-star rating, give us a little feedback on what you learned today. And we will catch you next time on Success to Significance.
And check out Hormones. I'm the number one hormone expert. Check it out. My books too.
Awesome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen DePlessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.